Va.
The European Parliament in Strasbourg witnessed a most unusual spectacle last week, the traditional King's Procession of Vlchnov. The tradition is centuries old and is believed to be based on a real event, the flight of a young king whose life was endangered and who escaped his enemies by dressing up as a girl. Every year the scene is reenacted. One of the village boys is elected king, which is perceived as a great honour to his whole family who enjoy a special status in the village for the coming year and spend a fortune on the event. He is dressed as a girl and throughout the entire ride through town he has a robe clamped between his teeth so that his speak does not give him away. The event ends in a huge celebration with food, dancing, drinking and merrymaking until the early hours. Well, for the first time ever, the king's procession took place far from home in Strasbourg. The town of Vlchnov would like the tradition to be placed on UNESCO's cultural legacy list and decided that MEPs should see for themselves what it was all about. They enacted it in the European Parliament, arriving with 10 litres of slivovice, the local brandy, 1,400 doughnuts and several live bands. Participants at the event say the interest was enormous. After downing a brandy or two, several MEPs joined in the dancing, and many have expressed interest in visiting Vlchnov in May for the real thing. People have the funniest pets. 45-year-old Dana Drimlova and her two children live with 50 rats. A nightmare for some, but Dana says her rats are thoroughbreds, clean and very intelligent. We all walk around with a rat on our shoulder, and we even take them into town, so there's a bit of a commotion when someone on the tram notices there's a rat on my shoulder, she laughs. Most people shy away, but Dana claims that a rat is rather like an intelligent dog. It will come when you call it, it loves cuddling, and will even lick your ear when it is glad to see you. Although rats normally sleep through the day and are active at night, Dana claims you can alter this pattern to a considerable extent. A few of her favourites now sleep in bed with her, climbing in, cuddling up and nibbling her toes. Well, as they say, there's no accounting for taste. Doctors at the Olmütz Faculty Hospital saved the life of a young man who was brought in with a body temperature of 26 degrees Celsius after spending the night out in the cold. They circulated his blood outside his body, gradually warming it to normal body temperature and restoring his heartbeat. The man suffered heart arrest shortly after he was wheeled in, and it was touch and go, one of the doctors said. Amazingly, in 3 hours the man was conscious and suffering no ill effects from his night out. None, that is, except a bit of amnesia. He recalls nothing at all about the fateful night which could have cost him his life. Not often that a stray dog goes up in the world, but Kozhuk from the town of Tinets can really be proud of himself. He arrived at the local water treatment plant in a poor state one day and in return for some food agreed to become their watchdog. The authorities were so pleased with his services that they gave him a permanent contract, a title and the right to a few weekends off when he can visit the home of the chief administrator. In return, Kozhuk pledged by shaking a paw not to leave the town's premises and not to tarnish the town's reputation by his amorous adventures. The Czech Republic and Jordan are working to create a new superior quality sheep by crossbreeding Czech and Jordanian breeds. It is an 8-year project and the outcome should be a super sheep, both in terms of wool and quality meat. Well, unlike the Czech Republic, where lamb and mutton are not diet staples, Jordan can never get enough. It is far from self-sufficient and has to import 70% of the lamb and mutton consumed in the country. Well, maybe when the super sheep appears, Czechs will rethink their diet. Every Czech school has its own custodian who is responsible for the premises and whose main task is ringing the school bell at the set time to mark the beginning and end of individual classes. Now one Prague school has introduced a novelty. The custodian has turned into a DJ and classes begin with disco music, techno or hip-hop instead of the familiar bell. The kids love it and teachers say the few minutes of music make all the difference. They wake everyone up and put them in a much better mood. Botanical Gardens in Prague now boast a real prize, the Volemia nobilis, one of the oldest plants on the planet. The Volemia was around 200 million years ago and it was thought to be long extinct when botanist David Noble came across it in the Blue Mountains National Park near Sydney. The place where it grows is now off limits to the public in order to give it maximum protection. The Troyer Botanical Gardens bought a Volemia recently, a baby Volemia, and placed it under high security so that visitors would not try to break off branches to plant in their own backyards. Not that it is the ideal backyard plant, mind you. In the wild, it grows to a height of 40 meters. This plant survived the dinosaurs, the ice age and everything else. It's incredible that we have one here today, the head of the Botanical Gardens, Aldrich Vacek, said at the plant's presentation to the public. So if you're planning a trip to the Botanical Gardens, look out for this ancient and very precious conifer.